Уважаемый председатель, уважаемый
President, colleagues, in order to prevent torture and cruel treatment, the police has taken a number of both legislative and practical measures. Inter alia, in December of last year, the law on police got a new article called Preventing Torture and Inhumane or Degrading Treatment in the Police. This served as the legal regulation for the video recording of the entrances of police stations and also audio and video recording for questioning rooms. Legislation also defines how these recordings can be used, how they are stored, and how they are transferred to third parties. Last year, using funds from the state budget, 10 territory-level police stations, on an experimental basis, were equipped with these systems and staff were trained. By 2023, we plan to install audio and video monitoring in all territory-level police stations. Targeted efforts are also continuing to improve the sanitary and other conditions for detainees. Last year, for example, the police developed a draft governmental order making changes to the internal rules for maintaining detention facilities. In developing this draft, we also took into account the recommendations of the Office of the Armenian Ombudsman and groups of public observers. Soon, the draft will be presented to the government for consideration. The changes concern procedures for medical inspections, due registration of detainees in logs, informing detainees of their rights and obligations, and improving the sanitary and other conditions of detainees. It is also noteworthy that on the basis of the preliminary reports of a CPT delegation's inspection in December of last year, the detention conditions were declared to be satisfactory without significant shortcomings. In order to boost liability and accountability for officials organizing detention facilities, the efficacy of control and spending on improving detention conditions, as well as analysis of occupancy rates. As a part of our police reforms, we are planning, and by 2023 in Armenia, to reduce the number of such detention facilities by half. In order to boost the functional and psychological skills and qualifications of the police to support the right of citizens for assembly, protests and parades, we have also conducted systemic work, including on actions by police to support the right to assembly. Last year, retraining was conducted for 316 police officers. Last year, in the same location, the police education complex, a film was produced on legislative control of the freedom of association, which was included in the training process and distributed in the field. Joint exercises are regularly conducted by police troops and police subdivisions to interdict mass riots. Colleagues, to conclude, I would like to inform you that the Armenian police forces have now started an intensive stage of reforming and restructuring aimed at protecting the rights and human rights and